95.7 The Hog in the Morning Hog Show and Riggs's Racing Report, a very special edition, the most special edition because it's playoff time. And here's a guy who knows all about the playoffs, Joey Logano.
Whoa!
That's right, my man. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I appreciate the great intro. You know, I've been doing a lot of these radio calls this morning, and none were better than that. You're winning.
I kind of backed it up a little bit. I could have gone really over the top and, you know, and thrown the 22 and done a sponsor role for you and everything. Do you miss the old days of NASCAR? I guess you still have to do it, but don't you miss the old days of NASCAR where as soon as you get out of the car, you got to be ready to start spit like 20 different sponsors?
You got used to it, and I kind of enjoyed the challenge of it sort of sports about in a lot of the ways. So, I miss the fans not being at the racetrack more than anything. And now it's starting to open back up near Darlington last week. There's a few fans in the stands and some campers out there. So, you know, we're getting back to that slowly, and safely, which is most important right now. And so we're getting a little bit back to that. But that fan interaction that we're so used to having is a little bit less right now, but it's coming back.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I asked that question to a couple of drivers throughout the season, and they've, you know, it's about a 50-50 split. I know a lot of your time on race weekend, certainly on maybe a Saturday or even leading up to a race on a Sunday, you're pulled in every direction. There's so much going on. I would think that it would be great for you to have a break from all that, but I guess at a certain point, you kind of want to get back in touch with the people who are supporting you that way, yeah?
Well, that's what you want. It's everyone that supports you. That's what our sport was built on, our fans, right? And being able to deliver an experience that is like no other. And part of that, a lot of times, was giving them access to garage areas, was, you know, meeting a lot of their favorite drivers, those type of things. And obviously the amazing races that we're able to put on. We're able to still do the race in part, which is the most important, and keeping that going. And then the other part, it was part of your routine. You know, part of my routine was visiting people, fans, sponsors, whatever. Like, that was part of my routine. So when this whole thing stopped, it was like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah. How do I race? Like, how do you mentally prepare? Like, that was part of my deal. So,
right.
Been interesting getting that the other side of it here.
Well, I think obviously from a fan standpoint, it's great to hear a guy like you that's had success and doesn't, you know, and really could rise above a lot of the little things. You're still out there getting enjoyment from being in touch with the race day routine, and that certainly is the fans. Now, are there fans in the seats this weekend in Richmond? Do you know?
I don't even know.
Yeah, I probably should have researched that, but you have to tune in Saturday and find out. That's all you got to do.
It's a surprise when they finally let me go inside the racetrack and see everyone. I look out in the grandstand. Oh, cool! Fans here today.
See if anybody's flying that 22. And by the way, that's Joey Logano, the pilot of that number 22 Shell Pennzoil Ford Mustang. Team Penske will be trying to improve that playoff positioning. Are you well informed as soon as you get behind the wheel of what you're going to have to do? Not saying that you're point racing, but you have to be aware of what's going on around you and what you might need to do within a race. Yes or no?
Of course. Yeah, I better be.
Yeah.
this time of year, the points are so close, right? Like, we're in right now by 27 points. We're third in points, but you're only in by 27, you know, like, so that's not a lot, you know, that can be washed out in one race pretty quickly. So, everyone is so close right now in the points that one race really moves the points around a lot, even during the event. So needing to know what you have to do on the racetrack to be able to move to the next round, that's what it's about, right? It's about getting yourself to the championship four in Phoenix and then winning the championship, but you got to get there first.
Well,
so it has different ways of getting there, and depending on where you are in points, you have to do different things.
Well, it was definitely never more evident than right here in Daytona Beach, as folks around here got to see those points literally changing lap to lap in that weekend. Was that as a first time for the cutoff race for the playoffs to be? Not that it so much affected you, but was that a fun way to wrap up a season as opposed to other tracks to do that right there in Daytona?
I think you guys got the drama you wanted.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Definitely there. I mean, you got drama in Daytona no matter what you do, just what super speedway racing really is. But when you add a points race like that is, everybody's going down there saying, I have a chance to win. I have a chance to get to the playoffs, even if you're so far out. And it makes a lot of drivers and teams desperate. And you'll do some desperate things when you're put in that position. And you're going to make some big, big moves. And that's kind of, the way we saw that race happening is that we thought the first couple stages would be pretty calm. And then the final stage is going to be, everyone going for it.
That's right. Yeah, that was what a sight for racing fans everywhere for sure, and those of us who were in the seats. What a great way to do it. And now the pressure ratchets up a little bit as you get to Richmond and you're in the front row, man. So that's got to be a good feeling, right? Heading into Saturday,
starting up front, always nice. It's a long race at Richmond, and a lot of things can happen. But it has been a really good racetrack for myself as a driver and as Paul as a crew chief. It seems like it's been one of his better racetracks than mine as well. So a lot of confidence going into this weekend. So you just go out there and do our thing. Do our job. Don't get too crazy at this point. If there's a win there, obviously we want to grab it. If there's stage wins, we want to get those as well. But at this point, it's about, getting through to the next round. So I like the schedule that's coming up our way when you look at what Richmond and Bristol, two good tracks for us. Now, anything can happen because they're short tracks, but I do feel like they've been good ones for us.
Well, it's been such a strange season. It's probably nice to get to something normal like playoff racing, and you get it Saturday night under the lights in Richmond. Joey Logano will be pushing that 22 car around looking for the checker flag. We asked for some questions from some people. I like this this person. Matt says, what is your driving song? So I take that to mean like what song, if you had one song to push on a green-white checker that you could blast in the car that would motivate you for that last lap to win the race, what would it be?
I don't know if I'd be able to hear it.
Yeah, we're gonna work out the technology to where it's perfectly wow. Soundproof. Yeah,
I don't know. It's funny. I got a little 2.5-year-old little boy right now, and every time we get in the car, he wants to put on "Born to Be Wild." That's like his song right now. So
really,
that's okay. Which is really fitting to his personality, believe me. So
that is perfect. Okay, well I'll have that in mind watching Saturday night. Then that'll be the one. And then we got another question about if you could pick a sponsor, and maybe that's a perfect one with your son. If you could pick just any sponsor out there to put on the car, something that is not a normal NASCAR sponsor. I would have thought maybe Fruity Pebbles or something for my car. What would you choose?
Oh, man. I like the sponsors I got. I got good ones. I'm a car guy, so I got a bunch of car guy sponsors, which is good.
Yeah.
I got gas, oil, tires. I got it all here.
Really? So, that's good.
I got AAA. They picked me up on the side of the road, which I needed this week because I've got a flat tire.
Really? Hold on a second. Wait, Joey Logano, you got a flat tire this week?
Yeah, I ran over a wheel weight. It went right through the tire. He blew that right through it.
Wow.
So I was driving a old Cutlass and did not have a spare tire. So
oh, my gosh.
A situation to say.
So AAA came to the rescue. No better advertisement than that right there for a sponsor.
I mean, the easiest way to promote is when you actually use it.
Well, and here's the thing. Should you have any tire trouble on Saturday night, you've already had it this week. No problem. You can just drive right through that thing.
That sounds great. I think so. You know, it's funny. You bring up Daytona, and I think about the right rear that I had flat there. And then, of course, I'm driving down the road on the right rear flat. And I'm
gosh. Of course. All right. Well, let's hope that, and certainly you fans of the 22 car, you'll know that the bad luck is already gone now. We've already got it out of the way, so you're good to go for Saturday night under the lights, that Federated Auto Parts 400, and Joey Logano looking to put that Team Penske car in the winner's circle. We hope for the best for you, my man, and a good luck in the playoffs. Hopefully, we'll catch up with you and talk about this championship, man. Good luck. Thank you for taking the time to join us.
Yeah, dude. No problem. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.